It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Data center projects are springing up across Wisconsin, with more than 40 in the state already and more potentially on the way.
From the massive Microsoft campus in Mount Pleasant to smaller projects in cities like Eau Claire and Wausau, much of Wisconsin is in close proximity to these developments.
Okay, but what do data centers actually do? And why are companies building them all over Wisconsin and beyond?
We're turning to Wisconsin computer science and engineering experts for a look at the impact these projects have on our technology, on our communities, and on our electrical grid.
Rick Bingen is an assistant professor and chair of the computer science department at Carthage College. Rick, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
Data centers all over the headlines lately, plans in many communities, proposals, some pushback to them. But what actually happens inside the doors of a data center?
I like to think of a data center as a warehouse for digital goods. They're filled with computers that would otherwise have to be elsewhere, either on the premises of schools or businesses. But they're in these giant buildings where they can all be controlled at the same time.
A phrase I used to hear more and not so much lately, server farms. Is this the descendant of what we used to call server farms?
Yeah, certainly servers are a big part of what's going on inside a data center.
I think as a layperson of a couple different things that might happen here. One is storage of data. So if I upload a cat video to the cloud, it might reside there. But then also processing of data. If I go online and do, say, a search for cat videos, that processing would be a different function. Do both of those things happen in data centers?
Yeah. So those are two big things, storing data and then content delivery, as you said, that video actually being streamed to you, whether it's YouTube or Netflix. But there's also a lot of redundancy, too. So if one of those data centers goes down, another data center will still be able to deliver that information to you.
I wanted to talk about that redundancy. So my cat video might exist in the cloud, which sounds very ethereal, but it's actually on a server in a data center here, but also maybe, what, another 1 to 5 data centers? How much redundancy is there out there?
It really depends on the company. Larger companies like Netflix and YouTube, they want their content to be available no matter what. So they're going to have a lot more redundancy to make sure that their content is in multiple places. So just one data center being down isn't going to cause issues. Smaller companies that are doing enterprise IT, they might only have one data center where their information stands. And if that data center goes down, that business will be, not functioning for that period of time until it's back up.
Then there's another thing. We can store our cat videos. We can search for other people's cat videos. Well, now more and more, we can use generative AI programs to make our own cat videos. As I understand it, Rick, that takes a lot more processing power, a lot more room on these servers. How much of a game changer is that when it comes to demand for our data centers?
Yeah, it's definitely increasing the demand quite a bit. I like to think of, I teach some game development courses, and students will find that, a laptop might not be the best for processing and making games compared to, crunching numbers in a spreadsheet. And it's the same at these data centers. Something like generative AI uses a lot more computing power than the average application on your computer. So they need more of these servers, more of these computers set up. And that's why we're seeing such an increase in demand of these data centers being built everywhere.
Imagine an average computer user who's online with some social media and things like that, maybe uses a chat GPT to help with a report at work or something like that. How much are we interacting with data centers without really being aware of it?
I mean, these days, almost everything that you do is going to be touching a data center. Social media, companies like Facebook, TikTok, all of these companies, they're going to either have their own data centers on their premises, or they're building data centers around the country and around the world. You know, we talked about redundancy, but also there's latency. Having a data center closer means that things load faster. So everything you do online is pretty much in these data centers. I used to work for an insurance company, and at a certain point, it doesn't make sense to keep all of your data in an in-house server farm. There's companies that run the cloud, as we've heard, that, you know, they take it upon themselves to make sure the data is secure, make sure that the temperature is right, make sure the humidity is right. So pretty much anything you're doing online is probably housed in a data center somewhere.
We're talking about data center projects in Wisconsin and what they actually do. We have Carthage College computer science professor Rick Bingen with us. As a member of the media, Rick, it seems like these data center stories, these proposals are happening left and right. Is there something about Wisconsin that makes it an attractive place to site data centers?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple different reasons that Wisconsin makes sense. Obviously, we do have Chicago nearby and Milwaukee. And, you know, these are large areas that are going to want content delivery. But on the other hand, a big part of it is obviously the Great Lakes. These data centers need to be cooled down, and it uses a lot more electricity to use something like fans or just air conditioning to keep these computers cool. So the method these days is usually oftentimes water cooling. Places like Arizona don't have nearly as much ability to have water compared to here near the Great Lakes. They also have the option that, you know, when it's winter and the air maybe gets colder, they can kind of open and bring in cold air into the system to cool down and not use as much electricity by just using what's already here.
We have these data centers going up based on increasing real demand, and I think anticipation that the demand is going to keep going up. I see some counter thoughts out there, Rick, that there's kind of a bubble here that we're overbuilding the AI that's driving this. It's interesting. A lot of money is going into it, but maybe it's not going to generate the revenue companies think we do. Is there a future in which maybe the bubble bursts and we have a lot of excess data center capacity?
You know, there's always the possibility that we're overbuilding. I think we've seen different bubbles like that in the technology sphere, such as hiring more people in computer science IT than was necessary. So there was big layoffs on the West Coast over the last couple of years. But I think everything that's digital can be moved to a data center. So, you know, whether it's a bubble right now, I think maybe it won't be used right away, but eventually those things are going to be used. There's, you know, processing of these things is going to get bigger. And so having the infrastructure there does mean that we'll be ready for that need.
And finally, these data centers, there's jobs that go into building them, of course. How much work actually goes on in that data center when it's up and running that requires a human in the building to do that work?
Yeah, so as you said, there's a lot of jobs for building these. Once the centers are built, there are, you know, they're big buildings, they have a big footprint, but they don't have as many people working inside of them as a similar like office building. So they still have IT needs. People have to be watching that server equipment. As you brought up, stuff is going to burn out, stuff is going to, you know, have different problems. So there are definitely a number of IT needs of people keeping track and watching these things, making sure the temperature is right, making sure humidity stays right. And then there's engineers that will be needed to make sure that the actual infrastructure is maintained. So unfortunately, these buildings have a much larger footprint than they do job openings once they're up and running. But they are pretty necessary for our current economy and how people use their computers.
Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Rick Bingen is an assistant professor and chair of the computer science department at Carthage College. He's with us to help better understand what data centers do and what they mean for Wisconsin communities. Now we turn to the energy demands of these data centers and what kind of impact they can have on the state's power grid and our electric bills. Lena Rold is a professor of engineering at UW-Madison, where she researches electrical power systems and renewable energy. Lena, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We keep seeing these data centers opening up in Wisconsin of various sizes. Big picture, are these using enough electricity to where it's, you know, affecting our grid, the amount of power we need?
Yes, the new data centers that are being built right now in Wisconsin are really large. So for example, the one that is currently under construction in Mount Pleasant is expected to consume 450 megawatts of power. That is about the same amount as all households in Milwaukee together. So it goes without saying that that's a lot of power.
That's huge. Do we have the energy production, the electricity production to keep up with that kind of demand in Wisconsin?
Yeah, so it's the role of the utilities to make sure that there is sufficient electricity available for new customers when they get interconnected and they get contracts for purchasing that electricity. But it's also the role then of the utilities to think about what potential new infrastructure we might need, like, for example, new power plants or new transmission lines. Generally speaking, in the Midwest, it's not like we have lots and lots of power that is just lying around waiting to be used. So we should expect that we will need new infrastructure and new power generation capacity in order to meet this new demand.
Well, we can't put up a power plant overnight. Are we seeing new construction kicking off on, I don't know what, natural gas plants or wind and solar with these data centers in mind?
Yeah, so the utilities have been signaling that they want to build new gas power plants in the area where these data centers are being built. Also, there is, for example, new renewable energy generation that is under construction. But the natural gas power plants, not only in Wisconsin, but kind of in many parts of the country, are expected to contribute a lot to meeting this new demand from data centers.
I know a lot of coal power plants have been closed down over the years, the Trump administration giving directives to say, hey, keep them open, even if they're not really financially viable right now. Is this a case we might see older coal plants staying online for longer than expected to keep up with this demand?
Yeah, so the coal power plants that we have in Wisconsin, they have been set to retire and go off the grid. And so already we have seen some of them kind of taking longer to be taken off the grid than was expected. And we it's not surprising that utilities might consider keeping coal power plant online longer, because, of course, their first priority is to make sure that we have electricity when we need it, regardless of what is the source of that electricity. I would say that there is a concern that could keep the coal power plants online longer than what had been necessary. So that could change the plans.
We're talking about data center projects in Wisconsin and the energy, the electricity demand they're creating. UW-Madison engineering professor Lena Rold is with us. Lena, any business that we open up is going to need electricity. Probably if I left here and opened a chain of, I don't know, convenience stores, there'd be some electricity demand. It seems like data centers are something special. What is it about them that uses so much electricity?
Yeah, so inside the data centers, there's a lot of computers. And you might notice that when you're starting your computer, if you run it really hard, you get that fan to go on and it is making noise to cool the computer. You can see the battery drain if it's your laptop. So essentially, a data center is just a big collection of computers that are working together to solve certain computing tasks. So particularly the GPUs that are often used in artificial intelligence and AI training and AI inference, they are very power hungry. They need a lot of power, each and every one of them. And a data center can have tens and thousands of such GPUs together. So when you are running that data center, you need a lot of power just to keep the GPUs doing this, for example, the AI inference, which is what happens when we are asking, for example, ChatGPT something. The scale of energy consumption for a data center is quite different from a convenience store. And that is also what is new now. Because of course we've had data centers around for a long time. There's many data centers that are spread throughout Wisconsin and the country. But what is new now with these new data centers that are specialized for AI is that they are much, much bigger, both in size and also power consumption than other data centers. So that has really changed how much power we need for computing. And so we are seeing projections that data center power consumption that has been fairly constant around 2 to 3% in the last 10, 15 years is now projected to increase to possibly as much as 12% by 2030.
Now, part of the story is running those computers, but also keeping them cool enough, right? They're pretty sensitive to temperature fluctuations. I know already air conditioning season, high heat days can be big peak electricity use days. Is this just going to magnify that? Is it going to take much more energy to keep these data centers cool on, I don't know, a 95 degree day, and that's going to add to our peak demand?
That is a really good question. So cooling in these newer data centers typically rely on liquid cooling. So it uses water rather than air. It's much more efficient than what has been in typically older data centers. So with this cooling that, for example, the data center in Mount Pleasant is expected to use water cooling and closed loop water cooling, which is good because it both reduces energy consumption and it reduces water consumption. So there is still, there would likely be a difference in how much it consumes on a hot day versus a cold day, but it would be less significant possibly than if it was, for example, using air cooling. That being said, just adding a lot of power consumption to the grid, and particularly data centers are expected to sort of be consuming power quite sort of constantly. And so adding hundreds of megawatts of power to the grid and assuming that they will also be consuming on those hot summer days, that could really, you know, strain the grid much more than where it is today. So already in recent years, we have seen reports from the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, or NERC, which have flagged that there could be issues in the Midwest on hot summer days and problems meeting demand. Those data centers are not necessarily helping with that. So this is a big and ongoing discussion that is happening not only in Wisconsin, but sort of throughout, where we are seeing increasingly that utilities are asking data centers to enter into contracts where they are not able to consume power on some days. I mean, or they can be asked to reduce their power consumption on some days. This is called demand response. And we are seeing also certain states move towards requiring that data centers have this capability of sort of essentially disconnecting from the grids and shutting down possibly on very warm days when electricity is scarce. So we could expect that there would be additional strain on the grid, primarily because just the data centers consume so much power. And it's really, really important how those data centers are going to behave on those days where we have a lot of electricity consumption already. Because if we can get the data centers to consume less when demand is at its peak, then we can also get away with building fewer new power plants and fewer less new infrastructure.
Lena, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Lena Rold is a professor of engineering at UW-Madison. She was with us today to explain the energy demands created by data center projects in Wisconsin. Earlier, we heard from Carthage College computer science professor Rick Bingen about what data centers actually do and how they function.